Welcome to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. World Subaru, get more for your money. McClune's Restaurants. For locations, visit McClune's.com. The Monmouth Smoke Shop on 2nd Avenue in Long Branch. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. Now, with all the action, here's Matt Harmon and Eddie Acapinti on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
22 years ago in September of 1993, Monmouth kicked off their football history against Stonehill College in Massachusetts. Since that point, many pages and chapters have been written in the Monmouth history books, including five NEC championships. And today, yet another page will begin to unfold. The Hawks kick off play in the Big South Conference this afternoon as we welcome you live from Clinton, South Carolina, at Bailey Memorial Stadium in Crocker Field. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti. Hawks getting set for their first ever Big South contest against the Blue Hose of Presbyterian. We welcome you here on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon, sunny and warm down in the South Carolina area. Matt and Eddie here on the Shore Sports Network, and this one should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward, obviously, to see how Monmouth will perform. Hawks coming into this one at 5-1, well rested off their bye a week ago for the Blue Hose of Presbyterian. 4-3 overall, 1-1 in conference play, perhaps their biggest win in recent memory, a 7-3 defeat over Charleston Southern last week on the road. They return home here on homecoming. We'll take a quick pause for the national anthem. When we return, Eddie and I will go through the pregame show, take you through all the details that you'll need to have for kickoff, which will come at 2 p.m. We're back right after this two-minute pause. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
This is the Shore Sports Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Our pregame show today is presented by Jersey Mike's. Visit the Jersey Mike's location around the corner of Route 36 in Monmouth Road in Carrot Square today or order online at jerseymikes.com. Matt Harmon and Acapinti here from Clinton, South Carolina. We get sent for the Big South opener for the Monmouth Hawks as they take on the Blue Hose of Presbyterian. Let's look at Monmouth first, Eddie. Hawks coming in, as we mentioned, off their bye a week ago. 5-1, well-rested, well-prepared, obviously, for this one. And maybe even more important, not really any injury problems to speak of. This is a pretty healthy team right now.
Matt, the second bye really came at a great time for this Monmouth club, able to get that big win over Columbia on homecoming, and then rest for now what's going to be a very important five-week stretch in Big South play beginning this afternoon here in Clinton and Presbyterian College. You said it. Full complement of players should be available today. A couple little things here and there, but at this point in a college football season, that's going to happen with any team. But for the most part, the key members of this team, both sides of the football, ready to go this afternoon.
Minus, of course, we'd be remiss without mentioning KB Asante, lost for the season back in Lehigh. Our injury report today presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare, one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Meanwhile, for the Presbyterian side, they've been a bit banged up, especially at the running back spot. They have forced DeMarcus Rouse, their senior, who has played a lot in his career, into a starting role. On the shelf yet again today is number 10, Darrell Bridges, who was expected to play but listed on the did-not-dress list that we were given to us earlier today. And Laquay Mays, also a senior. So the running back depth a little bit short for Presbyterian, but it hasn't stopped them from being one of the better teams in the Big South and in the country at rushing the football, averaging 187 yards per game on the ground. Eddie, this is a team in Presbyterian that is built on two things, running the football and playing very good defense.
Yeah, Matt, it's a game that I think everyone's older fans would enjoy. Your dad enjoys this kind of football where it's stop the run and run the football, and they're an old school team. They do it in different ways. They like to run spread option offense. They do want to get guys on the perimeter, at least pose the threat that they're going to throw it, but they're going to run power a lot in this game, Matt. 14 different Blue Hose players have carried the football this year. Compare that to just 8 for Monmouth. Of those 14, 5 guys for Presbyterian have 30 or more carries. So they spread the wealth. You said it, Rouse, one of the better backs in the league. They want to run it, and then they want to stop the run. They're a very stingy, kind of weird defense. They do different things with their front four. They drop guys, very exotic, and their zone blitz looks, and they try to get you out of your rhythm. But they know if they can run it and they can stop the run, which also is a strength of Monmouth, they'll have a chance to win. They're 3-1 against teams I put at their level, which we'll talk more about that on our pregame show.
As for Monmouth, the Hawks so far this year, we mentioned their record at 5-1. Their offense coming in as dynamic maybe as this team has had in quite some time. 61 points against Columbia the last time out 2 weeks ago against the Lions. 51 in a win over Robert Morris. 52 in the season opener against Delaware State. Brandon Hill, Eddie, has elevated his game to a different level this year. He has spread the football around to so many of the Monmouth targets. Even without KB Asante, LeVon Chaney has been one of the best backs in the Big South, consistently week in and week out. A variety of ways for him to get the football. This offense is red, red hot.
And Matt, they're one of, statistically, the best offenses in the country. You said it. They spread the football around. They get all their skill players involved, but they do rely on a couple major key players. I would say the MVP in the Big South through the first couple of weeks of this season at the midway point would be Brandon Hill. He's having a phenomenal season. 64% completion percentage, about 285 yards a game, 15 touchdowns against only 3 interceptions. His maturation in his first year in Coach Kevin Morris's offense, which really, for him, is back to what he started back in his days at the University of Massachusetts, has been impressive. Then you add skill guys like Chaney and Sterling and the whole onslaught that Monmouth can provide, and they are a load for teams to handle. I am really curious to see how that stingy Presbyterian's defense looks against this Monmouth team that wants to spread you out.
Neil Sterling off to another great start this year through the first 6 games. 34 receptions, 569 yards, 3 touchdowns with a long of 59. Statistically, Monmouth the top offense in the Big South in scoring, in total offense, in passing offense. It is a team that has really found its mark through the first 6 games. Now, that's the good probably for Monmouth. Eddie, the bad or the negative might be, at least within media circles, is that 5-1 record, some would say, a little deceiving. You look at who Monmouth has played, and short of Duquesne, who was 4-2 going into this week's activity, none of the other teams that Monmouth has beaten have really had a good season. Now, on the schedule before the year, you know, you would say you're not really sure what Delaware State is or what could they be. Wagner, always a rivalry game. Duquesne was expected to be one of the better teams in the NEC, which they still are. Robert Morris just going through a down year. Columbia, not really a good side. And Lehigh, a team that uncharacteristically is off to a tough start. But I'm among those who'd say you play who you play, and the schedule was designed this way for a reason. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Coach Gallant obviously realizing, as he's been here since the beginning in 1993, that this team needed some confidence going into what you called a pretty brutal 5-game stretch. A confident football team can carry you a long way.
I agree, and it doesn't matter who you play. It matters how you play, and I agree with you 100%, partner. I would be concerned slightly about Monmouth's caliber of competition, but as you said, you got to play who's across from you, and Monmouth has done the job, and they've been impressive, and that's what I like, that they haven't really squeaked by in these games. They've put up over 50 three times, including topping 60 points, so they're on the right track. And I look again at a Presbyterian team that we don't know a whole heck of a lot about. They played an FBS team, Northern Illinois. They played NC State and Coastal, who's number 3 in the country. And after that, I think this is the biggest question mark game, Matt, since Monmouth took the field against Stonehill in 1993, a team that you were a part of. I am incredibly curious to see how this 60 minutes of football plays out.
Yeah, I mean, Presbyterian certainly has had, at least on paper, the better schedule. Now, some of their wins, you know, a tad questionable as well. Real good one against Furman, obviously last week against Charleston Southern. Western Carolina, can't really say, you know, that they're a great football team, and a win in week 2 over Bluefield. So, I mean, some of those wins you could question for Presbyterian, but they have certainly had a very difficult schedule. Monmouth has won the opening coin toss. They will receive our coin toss, as always, presented by Coke Zero. The refreshing taste of Coke Zero means It's game day. It's game day here in Clinton, South Carolina. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti, Mark Anthony, our good buddy back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network in Toms River, New Jersey. The game time temperature right at the low 70s mark. Not really a windy day at all. Not a cloud in the sky. Bright blue sunshine today here as Monmouth and Presbyterian getting set to get underway.
Matt, I'm going to take a look at a couple different keys in this contest for Monmouth in their historic first ever Big South game against Presbyterian. The first thing I'm keeping an eye on this afternoon is this idea of strength against strength. You have the Big South's top passing offense and the Hawks against an aggressive and opportunistic Presbyterian defense. They like to take chances and gamble. They like to score on defense. And that win earlier this season, 19-14 against Western Carolina, they returned two interceptions for touchdowns in that game. And then the other thing that I'm keeping an eye on is this Presbyterian College rushing offense against that MU rush defense. The Hawks come in allowing just over 100 yards a game on the ground, which is a top 10 mark in the FCS, the top mark in the Big South. Those are the two things I'm going to keep extra close eyes on in this matchup as we're just about ready for some Big South football.
Brett Wilson, number 49, will kick it off for Presbyterian. They go to the end zone off to our left. Monmouth going in the end zone off to our right. Kamal Dumas, number 24. Ed Royds, number 29, back deep. The Big South is here, and we have it for you live on the Shore Sports Network and the Monmouth Digital Network. A short end-over-end kickoff by Wilson. Returnable from Dumas at the 6-yard line. Comes to the near sideline, hit at the 18, and dropped hard. Good pressure coming down the field by Presbyterian. Hawks today in their away white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, the dark blue numerals, the silver helmets with the new Monmouth M on either side. The starting quarterback, Brandon Hill, 6'5", 230 pounds. LaVon Cheney will get the call in the backfield today. It's a three wide receiver package to begin. Darren Ambush, Thaddeus Richards, and Neil Sterling. Hakeem Vallis starting at the tight end spot today. The two tackles, Sam Bell and Keith Klutz. The guards, Hunter McHugh and Reese Johnston. Alex Thompson is the freshman center. It'll be Ambush in motion. Hill looking deep, wanting to go downtown. He's got Sterling wide open at the 40-yard line. He's going to go for the touchdown. 10-5, score. 79 yards for Monmouth. An unbelievable start here for the Hawks and MU, opening up a 6-0 advantage on the very first play from scrimmage. Hill going downtown to Neil Sterling, getting past the corner coverage of Steve Asandu, who fell down around midfield, and Monmouth takes a 6-0 lead.
Heard some speculation before the game. Monmouth may take some shots early, and you see it on play number one as a Big South Conference member. Monmouth goes up top. Hill to Sterling. Asando, as Matt said, hit the ground. All Neil had to do was catch it and streak into the end zone. Welcome to the Big South, Monmouth University.
Quite a start for Brandon Hill, who throws his 16th touchdown pass of the year. Santangelo for the extra point. That kick is no good. Pushed off to the right for Santangelo. Monmouth will maintain a 6-0 lead, 14-42. The official play, 81 yards for the score, and Monmouth has a 6-0 advantage. So we'll be able to quickly get a look at this Presbyterian offense. As on one play, MU able to get themselves on the scoreboard. Quite a start for Sterling. His fourth touchdown reception of the year. That one, an 81-yarder, catch number 35. Not a bad start. We'll take it.
I'll take that all day, Matt. And that's an unbelievable start to this historic chapter in Monmouth football. And I absolutely love what Coach Kevin Morris is doing with this offense. He came out and he knew, question mark, speculation, schedule this. He said, forget it, throw it out the window. We're doing what we do. We're going to push the football downfield for that long touchdown. Now, I'm very disappointed, however, in Lucas Santangelo going out and missing an extra point. He does that again, and I'd get the freshman Matt White in right away. He's had issues, Santangelo has, kicking the ball from not terribly far away this season.
Santangelo will kick off now for Monmouth. Jeremiah Mackey going back deep along with Levent Sands. They split the field at the hash marks. Hawks leading 6-0. One play and a score for MU. Santangelo has been good with the kickoffs. This one hanging in the air from the 3-yard line. It is returnable for Mackey. Finds a seam. There is a flag out. And Mackey is taken down at the 25-yard line by Kamau Dumas. But with the penalty flag out, this one likely coming back. It will be a hold on Presbyterian. Didn't even finish the uniform part of our conversation. For the Blue Hose, they are in their home gray jerseys today. The blue numerals, blue pants, the white helmets with PC on either side. That's our referee, Tom McCreesh, who calls a holding penalty against Presbyterian. Our umpire today, Marvin Wilson. Greg DeSario, the head linesman. The side judge is Mike Saffert. The line judge, Robert Jikovic. Doug Renz is the field judge, and the back judge is Scott Maslin. Hayes McMath, the sophomore quarterback, had a career high in a loss this year, three touchdowns against Coastal Carolina. Hasn't been called on to do a whole lot, but he will look to throw here on first down. Flip it to the outside. Mackey will break a couple of tackles. Get pushed out of bounds by Tyler Thompson after about a 9-yard pickup. Up front in front of McMath, Ryan Bristow and Jacob Neesmith, the two tackles. Devin Ritter and Austin Allen, the guards. That's another flag thrown. Dylan Salmons, the center. He is a senior. Big, strong offensive line. Neesmith, kind of the one guy that sticks out, just 240 pounds. A 5-yard penalty will negate what would have been a good game. Demarcus Rouse, Craig Bryan, the starting backfield. Chris Hurley, the tight end. Jeremiah Mackey, one wide receiver. And Toby Antigua is a good wide receiver, all-conference type player, wears number 84. Four wide receiver package here for McMath on what is first down and 15. Rouse the single back. He'll get the carry up the middle, run through the heart of the Monmouth defense, pick up about three, and then get dropped by a host of Hawks. Up front for MU, that 4-3 defense, which has been so good this year. Darnell Leslie, Pat O'Hara at the ends. Eric Masick, Demetrius Smith, the two tackles. Peyton Minnick and John Sikowski, the outside linebackers. Tyler Thompson, the middleman. Secondary, Joe Johnson, Marcus Leslie at the corners. Mike Basile and Kevin Butler are the two safeties. Here on second down and long, quick pass to the outside. It is Antigua to catch it. He is tackled by Joe Johnson around the 21-yard line. That a decent gain will make it about third down and three.
Antigua is a good one, Matt. As you said, all-conference caliber player for the Blue Hose from Presbyterian, which do own one of the more unique nicknames in college football. Think about the Boston Red Sox. That's what the Blue Hose means. Stands for stockings.
H-O-S-E, the correct spelling.
Yes, sir.
Third down and three. Antigua catching his 30th pass of the year. McMath this time will come up under center. Sandy Antigua in motion. The give up the middle is to Rouse, looking for the first down, of which he will have. Out over the 25, get close to the 28-yard line. Chains will move in the first down for Presbyterian.
And Rouse took a hard hit from Mike Basile, and he's tapping out. He's not able to move that right arm. It looks as though the right shoulder might be bothering him, so he'll come out.
That will send Blake Roberts in as the really fourth string tailback. Roberts will get the carry here. No real gain to the 30-yard line. Second down and long coming up for Presbyterian. No huddle attack here for the Blue Hose. Four wide receivers set for McMath. He's got two either way. Ball sent from the right hash mark, and Roberts, the 5'10 redshirt sophomore, in as the single back. McMath wanting to throw, has time, now steps up in the pocket and is tripped up as he crosses the plane of the 32-yard line, taken down at the 33.
So this third down conversion potentially coming up for Presbyterian. Matt, their offense ranks at or near the bottom in the Big South in most categories, including being last in scoring offense, under 20 points a game, and last in total yards. Monmouth look to get off the field here at this third and five.
Hurley, the tight end, will set himself to the right side of the formation. Antigua as a tight slot receiver that way as well. Two receivers up top to the left. McMath wants to throw, goes over the middle. Drop football would have easily been a first down. Jeremiah Mackey couldn't hang on to it at the 45-yard line, and Presbyterian will have to punt the football away on fourth and six.
Bit of alligator arms that time over the middle. I think the receiver picked his head up and anticipated contact coming. Marcus Leslie did lay a nice shot, but it didn't matter. The ball was dropped. It wasn't broken up, so that now a stop for the MU defense. They'll get it back up 6-0.
Stephen Doerr on to punt it away. Kamau Dumas awaiting at his own 25-yard line. No pressure, high, spiraling kick, good kick. Dumas will call for and make a fair catch at his own 16-yard line, and Monmouth will get the football back, first and 10.
While we have this change in possession, we'd like to remind everyone, next weekend, big weekend back home, it's Hall of Fame weekend, and our Athletics Hall of Fame dinner is set for the same night. Monmouth has their opening Big South game at home, November 1st against Charleston Southern. To attend the dinner, contact the Monmouth University Alumni Association at 732-571-3507.
Hawks here with a three-wide receiver set again. Richards and Ambush up top to the right. Sterling, who's got the touchdown reception already, near sideline to the left side. The give is to LaVon Chaney up the middle. Gets 2.5 out to about the 19-yard line. Small gain. It'll be second and long. It's a 4-3 defense for Presbyterian as well. Good defense. So good that in their win against Western Carolina, the whole defense was granted the Big South Player of the Week award on the defensive side of the football.
Scored 2 touchdowns on a couple of interceptions, forced 4 turnovers in that game. Pretty rare you see an entire 11-man unit win a Player of the Week honor.
You got a KO, the Player of the Week last week, after a dominant performance against Charleston Southern. He is one of the 2 defensive ends. Hill with a play action, steps up in the pocket, looking to dump it over the middle, and overthrows Richards, who was wide open. Would have made the catch and had a first down. Now 3rd and 7 for MU, leading 6-0. Have the ball at their own 19-yard line.
Yeah, Hill had Richard short. He had Sterling Long and a wide receiver combo to the left, but he was pressured up the middle, and that hurry forced him to get rid of the ball early. 3rd and long coming up for Brandon Hill.
Shaunkill Byers on one side at the corner. Steve Asandu, who's already been picked on today, will cover the far side wide receiver for Monmouth. That's someone. Sterling in the slot. Hill looking and up over the top. Could have been pass interference. Instead, it will be an incompletion. As Asandu got tangled up with Sterling, it'll fall incomplete. And Monmouth will bring their punt unit on for the first time today.
It looked as though, and we're getting a replay here on our Big South Network broadcast, it looked as though Asandu went through the back of Neil Sterling to make that play. He was done no favors with Sterling by that long looping throw from Brandon Hill. But Sterling, a big target out there, 6'4", thought he had position.
Mackey back deep, awaiting the kick for the first time today from Ryan Moore. Just inside of 11 minutes to go. Moore, one of the better kickers in FCS football, gets off a dandy. Sends Mackey all the way back to his 30-yard line. Royd's faked out in the coverage. Monmouth has it defended pretty well, but Mackey stays on his feet. There is a flag that is out, thrown well away from where Mackey was running, and this likely will bring back what was a pretty decent return from Jeremiah Mackey.
Yeah, whoever was the gunner on Marcus Leslie's side of the field, and I couldn't see the number, he kind of bear-hugged Leslie down to the ground and then held the back of his jersey, didn't allow him to get off. That flag was thrown near midfield.
It'll be first down for Presbyterian. The run pushed back 10 yards from where it finished, which was around the 41, so this is going to go back to about where Mackey was able to field the ball, just over the 30. Monmouth up here 6-0. If you're just joining us on the Hawks' very first play, an 81-yard touchdown pass from Hill to Sterling. And here now on 1st and 10 for Presbyterian, McMath getting set to operate again. Roberts will get the carry. Tough sledding inside. Demetrius Smith and Masick close the door there. No gain. It'll be 2nd and 1. You know, we talk obviously about how good Presbyterian has been defensively. And as you mentioned, Monmouth giving up just over 100 yards. And a lot of those yards have been in the fourth quarters of some of the Hawk blowout games on the defensive side of the ball. So far, this defense has really improved each and every week.
Well, they've played very well. And even though they rank last in the Big South in passing offense, a lot of that is due to the fact that teams have put up yardage late when games have already been decided.
On 2nd down and long, the end-around setup. This is number 12, Markel Hines, who's knocked down at the 40-yard line, around the 38, let's call it. That's Anthony McDonough back into the lineup after missing the last couple weeks of action with an injury.
And credit Joe Johnson for forcing that play inside. Antigua was trying to down-block Johnson out of the play. Joe Johnson forced that play inside, which allowed the pursuing McDonough to make the play from his linebacker spot.
Presbyterian sent out Craig Bryan, the fullback, but then he ran back off. They'll operate with a tight end to the right, receiver right, 2 guys up top, ball sent from the right hash mark. It's still Roberts in at the tailback spot as McMath checks over the Monmouth defense. Hawks in the nickel. McMath stepping up in the pocket. In trouble and will get dropped right around the line of scrimmage. But this likely going to be a face mask, I believe. Irizarry was there, as was O'Hara. Let's listen in to our referee.
Matt, it was Pat O'Hara pursuing from his right defensive end spot. When McMath stepped up into the pocket, O'Hara didn't do it really on purpose, just kind of bear clawed down from behind, and I couldn't tell if he had hit the head or grabbed the face mask, but either way, that call is going to go against you. Unfortunate there, because Monmouth worked hard, thought they got Presbyterian off the field. Now the Blue Hose have it first and 10 on the Monmouth 49-yard line.
Chains haven't moved on the far side yet, and now they will get themselves set up. Have to hustle down and work from the spot, which is at the Monmouth 47. Man in motion, high snap, McMath able to field it, and then drops on the football at the 45-yard line. That's a loss of 8. It will set up a second and 18. 8:55 and running. Monmouth up 6-0, their first ever Big South game against the Blue Hose of Presbyterian.
Started with a bang with that. Not sure what they officially gave that touchdown. They actually gave it an 81-yard touchdown officially from Hill to Sterling. First play is Monmouth having a Big South member with that touchdown, and the defenses look good so far early on.
Second down and long. McMath wants to throw, dumping down over the middle. Antigua can't hang on to it. He drops the football. Second drop of the day for the Presbyterian receivers and sets him into a third down and long situation.
Same kind of play. Over the middle with the receiver going against the grain. Antigua didn't drop the first one, but the normally sure-handed receiver dropped that one. Now third and very long.
Antigua will stay single receiver. Near sideline right, matched up by Lakeith Celestine, number 13. Marcus Leslie up top. Joe Johnson in at a safety spot right now as MU goes to the nickel. Johnson and Basile playing up over the top. McMath here. Quarterback draw. He's not going to get much. Falling down around the line of scrimmage as O'Hara there to cover things up. And now on fourth and long, that penalty, that botched snap really getting Presbyterian off track.